calling in Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. Bruce, how are you?
Good, Marty. How are you doing?
Very, very well today. And, you know, the question, I'll throw it to you first and just get your reaction. You probably heard the discussion. Because Chapman yesterday, five great innings, and, you know, he gets in trouble and walks a couple, gives up a run, and then bango. You know, once he finds the plate, good luck.
Yeah.
And, you know, would you rather have him for seven innings 30 times, or would you rather have him close 50 games and give you 50 saves?
I think in his case, I'd go for the closer.
Yeah.
There's some doubt still, despite yesterday, from the people who watched him a lot, whether how effective his repertoire, you know, the variety, would be over several innings, as opposed to just coming in, you know, here comes 305-mile-an-hour fastballs and then the slider and see you later. He also has said he prefers closing, interestingly, because he just likes that feeling of being out there at the end of the game and walking off the field, you know, in triumph. It's a good question in general. It's really hard to answer, but I think in his case, and I know Dusty feels this way, I got to go closer.
Yeah, well, you're consistent with Chris Taft and at least the caller, so no one's gone the other way yet. And, look, I don't think there's an easy answer, but you're probably right. And he wants to be the closer, but
yeah. But
Jocketty and Jerry Walker, as I say, they were here yesterday, and I wonder what they're going to do with him. They don't really need him as a starter. They still have five starters.
They got five starters who didn't miss any turns last year.
Right, right.
And they got to the postseason, and the guy that's out on the outs, is, Mike Leake, is a young guy, you know, is still maybe on the rise. So it's a little curious, but you definitely see why it's a lively argument, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's a good one. Hey, Lincecum today, and Bruce, and what I said yesterday, you know, we have these epiphanies every once in a while down here. And on Friday and yesterday, I said to myself when I woke up this morning, the rotation is coming together. They are now in the five-man rotation. They are in the spots they want to be. It is not going to change until October 1st, the rest of the year. And so number three guy today, and he's got to get up and down 45, 50, 60 pitches and start doing this thing here.
And well, how did he do today? I haven't.
Well, that's Lincecum, obviously, today. He's the guy today.
Well, that's right. They play at three, yeah.
Yeah.
They're coming up, yeah.
I guess I should say that. The game is at three today. I'm not in
the
game.
Yeah, I forgot about that, although I am. I'm going to have it on tape. I'm heading out to the World Baseball Classic.
Good. Go ahead.
But, yeah, I mean, if all five of those guys were to show up on April 1st ready to go, I mean, that's a guaranteed team in contention. And every other team in the division's got to say, oh, man, here we go again, because they didn't miss turns last year. I mean, they only missed two turns in the rotation, and those were almost accidental or incidental. So you really don't know what you're going to get from Lincecum, I don't think. You can't make a real judgment until he throws that first regular season game. And then you have a real idea of whether all of his off-season developments, maybe a few changes in philosophy, building up his physical stature, is all going to pay off. But like you say, if they're all ready to go and there are indications that's going to be the case, it's great news for the Giants fans.
Yeah, it is. But at some point with him, you'd like to see him throw 60 pitches and sort of walk off the mound like Bumgarner did or Kane does or Vogelsong and say, okay, I'm on the right track, as opposed to saying, where was that light again, the light switch? Was it over here or was it over there? And so it means nothing really in the scheme of baseball standings or anything like that, but just on a personal level, you'd like to see him take that just a step today in the right direction.
Well, yeah, I mean, when the season starts, they're going to need him to get into the seventh. You know, before I think that was a given, and it was a matter of, you know, whether he goes into the ninth with a four-hitter, do you let him finish or not? It's a big difference between, you know, is he going to get past the six? But that's kind of the way I think they're looking at him now, is to give him at least six good innings before the stuff starts to fade or whatever. And that's a real tipping point with him. I've got a lot of confidence in him. He's a phenomenal athlete. People, you know, he strikes people as kind of a goofball maybe, but he's a good athlete and a pretty dedicated athlete. And for a guy who's that small to be throwing bullets all these years, and he's still throwing pretty hard, is remarkable.
Well, they call him the freak for a reason.
Yeah.
And he really is. Bruce Jenkins, always a pleasure to have him with us. So, WBC, you're heading out there. I hear it's a nice day up in the Bay Area.
Yeah, it is. It's clear and cool, a little windy. It sounds familiar for March.
Really?
That's going to be nice. There'll be a little breeze, but should be great weather for Japan against Puerto Rico, which is a pretty interesting matchup. I think Japan is the home team, and so Angel Pagan will be over in the visitors' clubhouse with his Puerto Rican guys.
Well, how about Hensley Mullins sitting in Bochy's office? How about that? I think Steve Croner wrote about that today.
He can sit anywhere he wants right now in this tournament.
I want to tell you something about Hensley Mullins, and Bert Blylevin said it. He said, people respect Hensley Mullins. And, when he talks, people listen. And for the first time, I sort of changed my focus of looking at him as a batting coach and looking at him as a leader of men and how people relate to him. You know, it reminds me of The Natural, when she changes her gaze from the guy to Robert Redford, and all of a sudden it comes into focus. That's how I felt when I read Steve Cronin's article today. I said, you know something? Maybe he can be a very successful manager because people do respect him.
Yeah, that's a great comparison, but he's got the good face. I really like his demeanor in the dugout. He looks the part, which is, obviously not everything, but it's an awful lot of it. You can't be changing expressions or throwing up your hands. I mean, some managers do that, but I think the good, consistent look is a lot better. And I think one thing that's held him back in his reputation is that they call him Bam Bam.
Bruce, you're 100% right.
You get rid of that. Get rid of Bam Bam, all right? So that was 10 years ago.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right.
Yeah.
You don't call him Bam Bam Joe Torre, what I mean? All right, that's a good point. I can't wait to see him again and do a show with him. I'm going to do a show on him with him about managing and the give and take of players in managing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be, because this time he's really in the spotlight. It's the Netherlands.
And he's got to do more roster managing, I think, than anyone, especially with all these middle infielders that he's got. Apparently, Profar is going to play second, and Simmons is going to play short, which makes a lot of sense given the way the tournament has gone. He's got an amazing amount of middle infield talent. He really has too much, and he doesn't want to insult anybody. He wants everybody to be able to perform for their country, and he's done a great job so far. Now he has yet another one of these guys, so it's going to be interesting. But I think he's definitely managerial material. I'm certainly not the only one that's getting that idea.
No, I think you're right. In fact, I'm excited about this. These next three games, number one, you kind of get the last four teams in there, so you follow it a little bit. But it's at AT&T Park. People can actually come out and see this at the highest moment.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see what kind of a crowd they draw and how festive it is. But, there's been a lot of talk about how the liveliness of the crowds with the chanting and the singing and the impromptu instruments, the horns and everything, sort of make American crowds look dull and boring. But that's never been the case here, at least not in the last three or four years. And we've got one of the great baseball atmospheres in the world right here, including all these other countries, day to day at AT&T. So the Giants and their fans have nothing to be ashamed of when they look at how great this atmosphere is. But it definitely would put a normal crowd in Miami or Cleveland or the Kansas City. It's really been fun compared to that to watch out into it. These fans are, and I hope some Giants fans come out too, just to get back to the park and watch some good ball.
Yeah, and as I said on the show yesterday, just come out and watch the Japanese team warm up. Watch it take infield. Watch the outfield throws. Just watch how they go about playing baseball. If you're a little leaguer or you're a co-ed sophomore, I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
You want to take a look at this.
If this wasn't such an important game, I'd consider doing my whole column on the Japanese infield. Really, because you learn so much about guys, how they're feeling, how their confidence level, how the arm looks, and it's such a great, tight, disciplined routine when it's done well. I really miss that on the major league level.
Well, I like the player Abe. He's probably the next Hank Greenberg, right? He's the next Jewish star, probably. Yeah. Next Kolfax. I call him Abe.
Abe Abe.
No, you call him Abe, I call him Abe. Okay.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I think his first name is Mort.
All right. I appreciate you being on. Have a good time tonight. I look forward to reading your column tomorrow, of course. And someone asked me a question today, and just contemplate it for next week. What is the most skilled position on a baseball field? And you don't have to answer it now. And I asked this around the press box today, and I think we got about five different answers. So there's only nine positions, and I think we got five different answers already. So I'll let you think about that, and we'll catch up with you next week. All right. And that is a great. Bruce Jenkins. Bruce, you still there or no?
I am. I am still here.
Oh, good. So I want you to think about that one. I see you think you're ready. You didn't say anything. Think about that one for next week, the most skilled position on a baseball field.
Yeah, the one that requires the most skill to play?
That's correct. And yeah, okay. As I said, we asked the press box, and everybody had a different answer.
Yeah, that is a good one. I'm already a little conflicted, so hopefully I'll have something cogent for you next week.
I'm sure you will. All right. Have a good day, and I'll look forward to it. I'll be seeing you soon.
Sounds good, Marty.
All right. Thanks, Bruce. Okay. So it's always a pleasure with Bruce Jenkins. He didn't say anything after I asked the question. I guess he was thinking about the answer right there.